Welcome back to the Press Box on a beautiful Saturday in Kentucky, the great Commonwealth, and a beautiful Saturday in mid, I guess, June. Mm-hmm. And you know what's so strange? I welcome back my great friend Dave Baker, Buzzy B. And what's so strange, Buzzy, is the first leg of the Triple Crown is going to be run today, the Belmont Stakes, at a mile and an eighth.
It's weird, my friend, and we'll talk all about it here. Good to talk to you again, Gene. We'd like to remind folks, the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. So, Gene, you are right, and these are, we've talked about it before, obviously different times that we live in, but typically the last Triple Crown race will be the first this year. Belmont this afternoon, 5:42 on NBC. No fans in the stands. Since it's going to be the first leg of the Triple Crown, they have shortened it from a mile and a half to a mile and an eighth. Just all sorts of unknowns in this field because of injury and things like that. Eight of the 10 horses ranked in the latest NTR three-year-old poll are not running. And so, you know, it seems like you've got one stick out, but you never know in the Triple Crown races, and especially in this one, I would think, Gene.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, 'tis the law, 6-5 favorite in the morning line, and, you know, my young Golden Retriever Haggard is speaking to 'tis the law right now.
Yeah,
but,
that's
you know, but, you know, the... you know, 'tis the law is obviously the heavy favorite in here, Buzzy, and you know, and really he's put together the credentials to make him the favorite. But I don't think in this day and age, particularly when we talk about Triple Crown races and races that now lead up to the first Saturday in September and
right.
The Kentucky Derby, you know, at 6-5 is short for me. And I think you start looking for value in the race and start to look at candidates that could be an upset contender here.
Well, and I agree with you there, Gene, but I think, you know, because the field is typically not what it would be perhaps, but when you just look at past performance and things like that, and shoot, I don't know how much emphasis you put on past performance now because these horses – are being run so much more infrequently than in the past. But 'tis the law, I think, is getting that kind of respect because I believe he's the only horse in this 10-horse field that has got two grade one wins.
Yeah, and, you know, Buzzy, there's a lot at play here. You know, 'tis the law is a New York bred, trained by Barclay Clay.
Good point.
Barclay Tag. You know, it's going to be an interesting race because a lot of these horses have been away from the races for some time now. And so they've been off of the live racing circuit for a period of time. It's not like a typical spring and where you are starting to build up that momentum and that build up that stamina and you get to these classic distance races. So there's a lot of unknowns, I think, Buzzy. And that, again, leads to the question of do you really look at a 6-5? Although 'tis the law, you know, has had a great spring down in Florida. He's done everything they've been asking of him. But do you really want to go that short a price when you know there's so many different variables in here? And another one, Buzzy, is a mile and an eighth is a one-turn race at Belmont Park. And so, you know, a lot of horses that have been going those two turns are expecting that second turn. And so it's a different race. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different year. And a lot of unknowns.
Well, okay. So I can sense where you're going, which brings us to the question of how do you play?
Well, you know, I think it's a really interesting field, Buzzy. I know that we lost Ben Nadal. He got injured. That he was being pointed here off the Arkansas Derby for Bob Baffert, and then Charlatan looked like he would be coming and from Baffert's barn, and all of a sudden he has an ankle injury, and so he is missing from the gate. So a lot of things have changed, but there are two horses in here, Buzzy, that really pique my interest. One of them is Soleil Volante. Pursuit Horse is been running down in Florida. Patrick Biancone is the trainer. Side story there, obviously, just getting his racing license back a couple of years ago. But I think the horse, Buzzy, has been doing very well. This horse ran over in Tampa, ran very well. I think that Soleil Volante has a shot in here, Buzzy, because he's doing so well after being chipped up. Max Player is a horse that's been stabled up in New York all winter long, trained by Linda Rice. She does very, very well. I think he's an interesting horse that plays in here a little bit. But the there are two horses that really, I think, that I'm going to play and look at very strongly. One is Farmington Road. This is a horse trained by Todd Fletcher. I think he's a closer. I think they've been trying to figure out what style of race, racing tactics they want to go with him. But I really think he could be sitting on a big one, Farmington Road for Todd Fletcher. And the other one is a horse named Pneumatic, or you might want to
Pneumatic.
There you go. You know, I butcher these pronunciations, but he gets the outside post. This is a horse that I really think Steve Asmussen, the Winchell Thoroughbreds, up-and-coming horse, has so much potential. I think he only raced three times, Buzzy. And, you know, this horse, I think, of all the ones in the starting gate that has the potential to kind of put his name in the hat for that first Saturday in September, this would be the horse. And that's going to be the horse I go with on the outside, breaking from that far outside gate.
One interesting note, Gene, you talked about Linda Rice, only the 11th woman to train a Belmont horse, the first since Kathy Ritvo had Mucho Macho Man, who ran seventh in 2011. So there you have it. Gene's complete download on the Belmont can be found at the site, pressboxlts.com. You can also go there and get all these other picks for this great Saturday in racing. And you can go there to find out everything you need to know. And I'm telling you, there's something new every day about the Louisville Thoroughbred Society and how you can get involved. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview has been brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, as always, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend. And as we always love to say, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. I look forward to having you down here, you know, with no spectators allowed on the premises. And, you know,
Let's go.
I'm growing a little weary, and, you know, I'm getting a little restless, brother. But until we can get back in that starting gate and get through the admission gate,
I'm stationed
down here in McLean West, down on Kentucky Lake.
No spectators allowed, and the vet check is seriously up in the air.
That's exactly right, my friend. Pneumatic.
Pneumatic. Love you, pal. Talk to you later.
Love you too, brother. See you, man.